Blog Talk Radio.
Now, that's what you call an uncold opening.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our house. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Do you like that, Sean Black?
Of course. Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Of course, I'm your host with the most, with the baby going to be crying in the background soon. I'm the king of king himself. I am the hot rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is I, Sean Black, dressed up as Santa Claus, even though Christmas is still months away. Ho, 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 and merry whatever.
Okay, talk about ho, ho, ho. We also have somebody else on the line.
Oh, dear.
You're an asshole.
Good grief.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's got problems. I'm telling you, he's broken.
Oh,
okay,
how
guys.
You doing?
We got 40 minutes left. We got to make this a quick show before my princess start crying in my head again.
Of
Are you
course.
Ready to piss some people off on a Thursday night?
Well,
hell
course.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. Okay, Sean, favorite guy, our future fearless leader, Donald Trump. Yesterday, in a town hall meeting with Chris Matthews, said that, I know Nietzsche will love this, women who undergo abortion should face some form of punishment if the procedure were outlawed. Nietzsche B., how do you feel about Donald Trump saying about that statement?
Sounds like an uneducated asshole.
Wow, we really started the show with a bang.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, but that's ridiculous.
Why? I'm
how
like,
are you going to say something like that?
You know how? Because he's Donald Trump. Period.
Well, jackass. No. That's why.
No. I don't know if you've noticed, any time that Donald Trump says anything remotely himself, literally 18 hours later, somebody from his group of handlers comes back and says, well, this is what he meant to say, or this is what he was going to say, or this is what he should have said, or this is what he was trying to say.
Guy's
nothing,
a moron.
Nothing ever comes out of his mouth that isn't his, that he hasn't both feet, his arm, and probably someone else's legs.
Yes, but remember, he was under 4 hours of sleep. He do have a lot of people, you know, writing the scripts for him. Chris Matthews was giving him a lot of pressure because he seemed like he was being attacked by Chris Matthews at the town hall meeting. So he just said what's on his mind, but he had to retract his stuff or what he said. He did not mean that women should be punished. He means the doctors who perform these procedures on abortion should be punished. And that, quote unquote, what they said. Do you believe that?
Don't buy a single word of any of that crap. And it falls in line with all of the stuff that Donald Trump has said over the last 18 months. Now, will I agree with the fact that he's been on the campaign trail a lot and he's been saying a lot of things and a lot is being demanded of his time? Of course. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, as a candidate, we know that he's not from the world of politics. He is a businessman and an entertainer going into politics. So this is something that he's having to learn on the fly. I understand that. The issue is when you know you're going to do an interview, especially with somebody like Chris Matthews, who is very, very on top of his area. When I've seen him on TV and when he's done Meet the Press and all the other TV shows, that he will ask you the hard questions. You have to be prepared for those questions that you don't even think you might even get. And that's where the campaign manager comes in to actually get you prepared for that kind of thing. Abortion, hot topic, that'll be talked about.
You're saying that the campaign manager should be fired then?
No, what I'm saying, well, yes, partially, and also the fact that, and this is going to be the way it is. As you've heard me say months ago, Donald Trump should be given as much rope as he can, because at some point he's going to hang himself on the campaign. He's going to say the fact that he's been able to continue to gain votes with the crud that's come out of his mouth so far is in and of itself something. The fact remains that when you go on and continue to say more and more egregious things, and it still doesn't hurt his campaign, at some point the law of averages is going to work itself out, and is he going to say that one thing or do that one action that's going to finally say, you know what, this is just too far. And this was part of those deals that almost either went to that point where he's getting it from both sides, Republicans and the Democrats, but I don't think it's going to change anything going in, because I still think that people are going to support him. They're still going to vote for him. That's not going to change at all, and that's the even crazier part.
All right. K-Dog, thank you for calling in. What is your intake?
Well, my intake about the whole Donald Trump, the latest Donald Trump controversy, is that time and time again, everything that comes out that man's mouth doesn't seem to shock anybody. Because let's face it, if you're going to stand there and say that you're going to criminalize abortion, you're going to have women arrested for having abortions, I mean, this is the thing. It's the GOP's war on women. It takes everything away. It takes away their rights. It takes away all of the things that women have fought for. And this is what's going on now. When Donald Trump says something like this, he's definitely not going to get the female vote. I mean, there's no way that the women are going to vote for him. None. I mean, let's face it. He just lost the women's vote right there. And
he never had the female vote.
No, he never did. And that's going
to happen.
No.
I'm sorry, guys. He does have some female vote. Remember the picture of
no, but he just
boy,
no. There's a difference between having some female supporters
and having
the female vote. The female vote is the majority. He does not have that by a long shot.
No, he doesn't.
We don't know that. We don't know that. Remember, this is a man's world, guys. This is a man's world.
Okay, yes, but listen. But the thing is, the women that heard, women are very offended by this, and there's no way that he's going to be able to recant it. There's no way he's going to go back and say, well, this is what I meant to say. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because it is right there on camera that he said that he would criminalize abortion. I mean, let's face it. What about the women that are getting raped? What about unwanted pregnancies? All of that comes to view, and that is why Donald Trump has lost the female vote. There is no way he's going to be able to come back from this.
And the funny thing about all of this is we always hear all of these male candidates tell women what they're going to do with their reproductive rights,
exactly,
with their reproductive organs and their reproductive choices. It boils
exactly
down to, as far as I'm concerned and a lot of other people are concerned, whatever your ideal or what side of the abortion side it is, it
whether
still has to boil down,
pro-life,
pro-choice,
whatever
side you're on, it still has to boil down to what services can you legally provide for women in the situation where they have to make that choice, whether
right
they feel of the religious side of it and are going to abstain from it, or the ones that are pro-choice and figure that should be an option. And regardless of what side you're on, it has to be there where it is a choice where somebody can go in and do something in a healthy environment where they're not worried about being attacked without having the stigma that's being placed on anyone. And you also have
judged
to remember, a lot of the mindset of the abortion issue has always been from the Republican side that it is against God, it is against the Bible,
oh, yeah,
and they use that to scare people and in
exactly.
a lot of instances to try and write laws based against trying to keep women from having those rights. And
yeah.
that's the problem that Donald Trump and people of his ilk will always run
so,
into.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, we've seen this happen
believe,
before.
Hold on. Do you believe that all this pressure, all this stress is getting to Donald's, finally getting to Donald's ego head?
No, I just think he says whatever. You know what? This is what I think it is. I think he says whatever the heck comes out of his mouth at the time. And he comes across as that petulant child that if you say something, oh, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Oh,
yeah.
I've
well,
got the
what?
Best such and
oh,
such and such.
In other words,
well,
like the squirrel brat.
True is what you said because our producer just texted me. Between saying Japan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia should get news and women should be arrested shows he make it up as he goes along. In other words, he's giving other parties like Hillary big ammunition to use. Against
of course. Of course it is. Because this is going to make news, especially when it comes time for the debates. Hillary's going to have him for this. And, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because let's face it, we're living here in the United States of America. And women have
what do we
fought
do?
For rights. Women have fought for rights here in this country for many a years during the last century. And now when you go ahead and tell a woman what to do with her body, and this is the thing, Sean, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Let's not forget, many of the evangelical Christians, conservatives, support all of this. They want to get rid of abortion. They don't want that Roe v. Wade law. They want it to be abolished. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no going around it. They want it gone. But
yeah.
yet, you cannot tell a woman what to do with her body. That's plain and simple.
Yeah. I want to swing this question to Anitra just to find out. All right. As far as a candidate that's running, what do you think should be the line as far as for you goes? That a female candidate, male or female candidate, when it comes to women's reproductive rights, what specifically are you looking for in a candidate to either represent or to tell you that will actually make sense to you?
Well, I'm personally pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is none of anybody's business what you do with your body. That's none of my business, none of yours, nobody's business. When a candidate goes as far as this moron did yesterday, you lose complete respect for them as just an individual. I mean, he's a father. He's got a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you not think? I mean, where's your heart? I mean, there's more. There are many reasons why a woman seeks to have that procedure done. It's not just, I mean, sure, like with anything else, women, you know, people, I'm sure, have their selfish reasons. That's with anything. But there's a reason why that procedure is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous
that
this day and age that an individual would open his mouth and say what he said. That's ridiculous. You put us back like 40 years.
Well, maybe that's what he's trying to do, and maybe that's what he's trying to wake up people all about, and some people are buying into this of what he's saying, and that's what makes Donald the man that he is today. A crazy lunatic.
Yeah, I just
Thank
think
you.
He is. I think he's just saying
no.
things that he thinks that his supporters want to hear.
Yes, he does.
And then when he doesn't realize that what he's saying is backfiring, then he has his handlers come back and just change up everything. Because
and
that's
I mean,
what happened in the last month or so.
I guess he likes to stir controversy. I get
he
it.
Does.
You know, this entire campaign so
no,
far, it's been amusing. It's been funny as hell. But he really did cross the line. There's just certain things
because,
you don't do, and that is one of them.
And the sad
because,
part about it is what you just said, it's quote-unquote funny, but what he said crossed the line. He crossed
did.
The line the first day he declared he was running for president. With
exactly.
a lot of the stuff he brought up.
And look
the
at
thing
all
is,
the things.
Yeah, go ahead.
And look at his campaign and look at his rallies. I mean, let's face it. This man is an agitator, and he's causing a lot of problems. Because you look at what Donald Trump has said from the get-go, from the moment he announced that he was running for president, and to now. Now, it's bad enough that he attacks certain groups, and now you're attacking women? There's a problem. Well,
okay, well, will you still vote for Donald Trump, Sean Black?
I'm not even gonna bring a response to that one. I think everybody
you?
No way.
Hey,
well, you
he,
were the one that was
he,
wearing that T-shirt with Donald Trump, so
yeah.
Whoa, that's an awesome T-shirt. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Listen, ladies.
I enjoyed that T-shirt.
I wear my T-shirt proudly if I want to support Donald Trump. That is my given rights as an American citizen to
mm-hmm.
support Donald Trump and his evil
ways.
You can
support who you want to support.
Yes, but am I wrong to support Donald Trump and his beliefs?
Yeah.
If I believe in what Donald Trump is saying right now about the abortion thing, that females should go to prison or should be punished, am I wrong to believe what Donald Trump is saying?
No, it's your choice.
It's your choice.
But as I said last week,
we will just
your opinions have your opinions and your feelings
your
do have consequences
to
other people.
Hold on.
Exactly.
You guys are arguing against Donald Trump right now. If I believe with Donald Trump, why are you not arguing against me?
Because you haven't brought him up yet.
Yeah, you haven't brought him up.
But,
listen, look, everybody has a right to support who they want to support.
Yeah.
You want to support Donald Trump, that's you.
Yeah. See, the difference between support of a candidate and the opinions of the said candidate is the
yes.
fact that the candidate has the power to make his own beliefs law. The
yes.
person that is supporting it only agrees to it. So there's nothing wrong with somebody saying, okay, I agree with such and such and such. Or I agree
right.
with that person said this. Because outside of voting for that person, they don't have any physical power to do anything.
That's
Trump,
right.
on the other hand, can just recruit as many people as he feels will help his cause with maybe that same opinion. And then come primary day, come voting, election day, where everybody has to vote, when those kinds of practices go from opinion to potential law, then you have the issue.
Yeah,
and
that's
when that becomes
begins.
Potential law, that's when you're going to have potential problems where people that need those laws to help them out will not have them there because it will perhaps do more harm than good.
Exactly.
I don't know. I still don't
okay.
see him winning the ticket. I mean, he does have, but you notice, uh-oh. This quote-unquote following is along the Bible Belt. The Midwest. He doesn't have any of the real major cities. He doesn't carry California. He doesn't carry Chicago, Illinois. He doesn't carry Florida, or does he? I missed
okay.
that one.
I believe he has.
Yeah.
He doesn't
he
carry
have.
New York.
Who's
major cities he doesn't carry.
Yeah, and New York is
okay.
upcoming next month. So.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's not going to carry New York. New
no, he's not
going to
be able to carry
anti-
the swing states.
That's why I really honestly don't see him winning the ticket at the end of the day.
I have one night. Okay, Milton S., go ahead, talk.
Yeah. So as far as Trump's concerned, he did win the Florida, whatever they call it, primary or caucus, whatever they call it. He did win Florida.
Yeah, he won it.
Oh,
yeah,
he
okay.
did.
Right, and he didn't win. I think he won Michigan. But he didn't
yeah,
win
he,
Ohio.
He didn't win Ohio. It went to
right,
John
but,
Kasich.
But
and he didn't win
way.
Utah. Yeah.
Put it this way. He'd win it enough.
Yeah.
Whether it's big, small, whatever.
Yeah. It's enough to carry him into the July
right,
convention.
Right,
yeah.
And let's be honest, even if he doesn't get the nomination, he can easily go third party. You know what I'm saying? So he can just go do his own thing. It says, what it really says to the lack of quality on the Republican side in the first place, that you know, that he can actually be in this position in the first place.
Mm.
Because of the second guy, Ted Cruz,
yeah.
he just is nuts. If you actually look at what he says.
You know, in all reality,
yeah.
I
no,
think
no,
Ted
we
Cruz
know
is as bad, if not worse, than Trump in
yeah,
a lot of instances.
He's just as, extreme. Ted Cruz
so
is just as extreme
why,
as Trump.
So why are we too busy talking about Donald Trump and not from Ted Cruz?
You know why?
Well,
because it's the loudest person in the room gets the most ears.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why.
And this
is
the thing.
In the wrestling term, Trump is over.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So
So he's over. He's the loudest person in the room, compared to Cruz, and
yeah.
Cruz is just as extreme as he is.
And the thing is that Cruz hasn't had many opportunities to show his craziness, because Trump has been drowning him out.
Oh,
and the only times that you really hear anything coming from Cruz is when he's trying to defend himself.
Right.
Yeah.
All
and
I know
exactly.
is whomever Trump hired as his campaign manager and his publicist, they're fucking brilliant.
Oh, it's probably for
they
fucking
took,
man.
They took.
Yeah.
They're
Who
brilliant.
Knows? Who
I'm
knows?
Serious. They are brilliant. Those two individuals are brilliant.
Mm.
Look at what they've accomplished.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's made
course,
an extra brand for himself where no one had thought that he would have.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But
they thought he was a joke at first.
He just tapped into what's the current vibe of America, and he's exploiting it.
Yeah, he is.
So,
and that's why I praise this man. He showed how racism this country really is. We all knew it. We all seen it.
Well, you know
but
what? He's not being a hypocrite. He's not being a hypocrite because, let's face it, he's saying things that people are afraid to say, like, oh, my goodness, should I say this? No, Trump is saying it for you. And you know what? It's showing. As a matter of fact, hey, Milton X, you there, right, man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing? Well, anyway.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Have you seen his rallies? Have you seen his rallies?
I've seen the little mini Klan rallies he has, yeah.
Yep, you see it. I'm telling you, everybody, and this is for everybody, Trump is saying what some Americans are afraid to say.
They don't seem to be afraid to say it anymore because
they're not.
The mask is coming off.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now
and
he's raging his war on women.
He has tapped into that spigot. That was
yep.
closed
oh, yeah.
with all the racism and all the hatred and everything. And he
exactly.
has gotten to the point where since everything has been so screwed up between Wall Street, between all the other laws, infrastructure falling apart, all of the things that have been gone down the toilet, he's going
yes,
into that section of America that I wouldn't say the crazy section. I would just say the recessed session.
Right. Because let's be honest here. All Trump supporters ain't crazy.
Mm.
Nope.
That's the stereotype that they're all just put to the crazy nuts. Nah, they ain't all crazy, fam. They just, you know, they had their mask on, you know, and now they're taking
well,
it off.
Well, the mask is taking off. Exactly. And you know what? They're just as extreme as Donald Trump is.
What?
All right, guys.
Well,
no,
we're
going to no,
see a whole lot more.
All right, guys, I got 20 minutes left. I got to change the topic right now. And you know what? I'm going to send this question over to Milton S. because he loves this type of question. San Francisco State University student Corey Goldstein, a 22-year-old white guy, was caught by Bonita Tindall. I'm sorry. Corey called Bonita a bitch because they had a heated argument because Corey Goldstein is wearing dreadlocks, and he's white once again. And Bonita said... He cannot wear dreadlocks because that's my culture. Milton, can a white man have dreadlocks? And does it bother you if he does?
I really don't give a shit, to be honest.
Tell us how you truly feel.
I don't care. Like, there's too much real shit going on to worry about some white guy wearing dreadlocks. Like,
dude,
black women dye
their hair blonde. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
you know what?
People
who cares what people do with their hair?
Bad water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? Black unemployment is still high. So who cares if some white guy was dreadlocks? It's really not that important.
Yeah.
Nope.
Maybe,
but,
I think maybe you should have told it to the person that was on that college campus.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she took
she
it
did.
To the nth degree
yeah,
and
she
made
took
it.
To a,
You would have sworn that a Black Panther Party member had just gotten, you know, arrested for having sex with the wrong person. You know, I
see,
mean,
the problem is too many times on black folk, unfortunately, we get sidetracked with bullshit. And this means sister here is sidetracked with stupid shit. Because see, if she was focused on the right things. and focus on herself and focus on her people, we wouldn't be concerned about people outside of her infrastructure is doing. She would be worrying about what white people are wearing and shit.
Is dreadlocks a culture now?
Here's the thing.
Rastafarian.
What I mean is, like, if she really knew about herself, if she really, you know, knew about her history, knew what she was as a black woman, she wouldn't be concerned about what some black man is wearing. Because let's be honest about it, you know, young white folk, they see what we do, and it's a trend to them. You know what I'm saying? So, for anything, you should take it as a compliment.
Or even more
exactly.
So, we really don't know what kind of person he was before that. He could really be into a particular culture from the beginning, and that is just part of who he is.
Yeah,
she could have been dating a white dude. He fucked her over, and she just mad.
It could have been a number of instances.
That could have been
a number of reasons
why she was annoyed.
See,
there's a whole bunch of things.
There's a deeper issue with that whole thing, because what Hot Rod didn't bring up is the fact that after she confronted him about it, he peacefully tried to get away from it. He's like, you know, what are you doing? You disrespected me. You know, I haven't done anything to you.
And they got
she
physical.
Grabbed his arm as he turned away. Now, had the shoe been on the other foot, which I think is the more important thing, if the shoe was on the other foot and he had perceived a black woman wearing something that shouldn't have been quote-unquote part of her culture, and
right.
he would have put his hands on her, there would have been smoke in the city, as they call it, and there would have been a big uproar. Oh, this guy put his hands on this young black girl. It would have been crazy. So I think that would be even more of an important thing that really didn't get touched on as much as you would think. Just
that's
based
right.
on what happened.
Oh, if we really want to get down to the crux of it, she wanted that white guy to pay her attention. Because and it goes to a deeper issue. And it goes to a deeper issue.
Oh my
black
goodness.
People really want white people to pay attention to them.
That
yeah, but there's so many reasons why she could have just been on her period. She could have gotten a bad grade.
Yeah,
there's
many
reasons why she was in that mood. He probably walked across her path.
Well, this is how I see it. You know, the bottom line is this. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? So you see some white guy wearing dreads. You know how many white people wear dreads? Hell, there's even white people that wear afros.
Jamaicans, which is something that if you've never seen before is an absolute twist, where you see Asian features in the face with the long Asian hair with dreadlocks and a Jamaican patois accent.
Exactly.
So there's a mix of cultures everywhere that if you're not
everywhere,
used to it,
man.
Can throw you off.
Oh, man, come on, man. Y'all good.
All right, guys, on to the next topic. And I think Anisha will like this one. Mustafa, that's the guy name, hijacked a domestic Egyptian flight, and he told the crew that he was wearing a suicide belt. He wanted the flight to take him to the Mediterranean so he could see his ex-wife.
Oh my
of course,
goodness.
You know, they got the guy, they knocked him down.
That story was crazy, man.
Well, also, there was a guy who took a selfie with the suicide bomber, quote-unquote. Now, who do you think is the bigger idiot? The guy who hijacked a plane to go see his ex-wife, or the guy that took the selfie with the guy that tried to hijack the plane?
Listen, the bottom
line is
this.
The guy who took
the
selfie.
Yeah, the guy who took the selfie is real stupid, because you know why? Why would you take the selfie with a hijacker? The guy is going to kill you, and you're going to take a selfie? Oh, look at me. I'm with the hijacker. Come on, man.
His defense, he basically explained to the newspaper. He said, look, if he's going to blow the plane up, it's not going to matter. So I might as well go ahead and take the quote-unquote best selfie ever.
Oh, man.
Okay, but this is what Sean and I discussed earlier. Like, social media has taken over most people's lives that, like you just said, I'm going to die anyway, so let me have the best selfie ever. So let me take a picture of myself before I get blown up. So I can go down history on social media.
Stop,
or
Ronnie, you, the same thing.
You know, so many
of course,
people.
Because I'm right here.
Yeah, because you know what? Social media, it's like, hey, man, listen, look. If you're about to use the bathroom, you'll take a picture of yourself about to use the damn toilet. That's what social media is all about. Now, people's obsession with social media, it runs everybody.
You mean like the guy, the janitor or the coach that's from around here that I believe got suspended or arrested for going into the public bathroom?
Yeah.
And Snapchatting a 17-year-old going to the stall and then putting it up on Snapchat?
Oh, man.
I mean,
I heard about that. That happened in Long Island.
Social media does make unimportant people important.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The way everything happens, like you just said, Milton, a lot of things on social media is because in this society, we all have, well, I won't say we all. I'll say the ones that depend on social media to the nth degree, they feel that they have to be celebrities. So they figure the best way to be a celebrity is to take the best picture, to take the best Vine video, to get the best post on Facebook, to have the best Instagram photo, and it's supposed to make them famous throughout the world over. And the issue is it just shows you how small and petty you really are in general as a nation.
Well, I'm going to tell you. People are becoming slaves to social media. I mean, everything they do.
Honey, it's been beyond that.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're so hooked on it. It's like a drug. It's like, you know, when I say slaves to social media, everything is about social media. You're going outside your house, you're on social media. You're taking a shower, you're on social media. You're using the damn toilet, stanking up the bathroom.
Nobody see a naked woman on social media. Hey, social media is good for to a certain degree. Come on, how many times we see a naked on social media?
No, but I'm just saying, because some people, for them, social media is their life. Their whole life revolves around it. It's like they can't live without it.
All right. Let me on to the next subject, because talk about social media, and you know what? I think I will send this to Milton X. I'm going to talk about the Lakers players, the garbage team in the NBA besides the Knicks and the Sixers.
Yeah.
The Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, Sugar with
everybody's
to rapper, or well, wannabe rapper, Easy Azalea, in the locker room. Nick Young talk about how many women he slept with in the locker room while being recorded secretly by Nick Young. I mean, excuse me, by D'Angelo Russell. Guys, is this a violation of the bro code? I mean, who's wrong?
Let me break this down.
Now he's being shamed by his teammates, man.
Hold on.
As he should be. See, first of all, what's happened here is a breakdown rules. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we became more young men at one time. There were things you did, there were things you didn't do. And what D'Angelo Russell did here, some people just don't do. You know what I mean? You out here videotaping people that are confiding you, whatever they may confiding you in, especially your teammate, especially someone you work with. You know what I'm saying? There's so many fuck-ups here, and I can't even name them all. First, you out here, you know, you're switching on your coworker, your teammate. Out here is secretly taping this shit. And for what? To oppress some shit? You don't respect you no way. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't know what you did benefiting her. She don't respect you.
No one
in the media is going to respect you.
Anisha B, do you feel sorry for this guy? For Nick Young?
No. Why even put yourself in that position to begin with?
Well,
that doesn't
I don't even know if Nick Young even knew he was being videotaped.
This is my take on the whole Nick Young situation.
Listen,
dude,
it's very simple. You just don't put yourself in that situation.
Nope, you don't. My thing is this. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but guys, think about it. These kids are young.
Nick Young knew he was in that situation. From what I understand, he wasn't even aware that he was being taped.
No, he didn't know. I'm like, trust me. If you know you're being recorded, you're not going to open your big mouth. How many
he ain't
going to
say all that.
Especially when you're engaged.
You're not. This is the thing. Now these days, what Nick Young did was immature, You talking all this mess, you know that you're in the public eye, and what this guy did, yes, they said that he broke a brother code, and that's why his own teammates are clowning him because of this.
Well, maybe he just wanted to be relevant for a little bit.
It ain't even his teammates.
No, wait, hold on.
It's the league itself.
I'm sorry. In what way? Hold on. In what way, Anitra? In what way?
Well, I mean, now people, they talk, you talk about it.
True.
Their names are in your mouth. That's what I'm saying. Maybe this guy just wanted to be relevant.
Here's the issue.
But he's not relevant in any positive way.
Yeah. Here's the main issue.
Himself.
Yeah.
The main issue is D'Angelo Russell's 20 years old. He's a kid. I'm not going
to
blame the whole thing on being naive.
You didn't have to do dumb shit like that.
No.
But
the reason why I'm saying this is he has grown up in the social media era. Nick Young is 30. He's been around before. When I say he's 20 and he's in it, as a young kid, he's grown up with the Facebooks and Twitters and everything because it's been around since he was young. At the same time, hear me out. I'm going to explain what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
At the same time, irregardless of all of that, you have to know in general, plain common sense. Now, from what was explained, they've recorded each other before with pranks and goofiness like this for years because they've been friends for a little while now. And they've gone back and forth recording each other doing silly things and doing things of that nature. None of this stuff has ever gone up on Facebook or Twitter or any of that other stuff.
Exactly.
Now, you just brought out the whole bro code. You're not going to snitch certain things that you have in confidence to anybody else in general. So why would you do it on social media? That's the immature part that I'm talking about.
Yes, it is.
No, but Sean, I'm sorry, Black, but you just sound like contradicting. All of a sudden, they recorded how that got leaked. How did this video got leaked to the press?
Because he sent that video to a friend, and that friend leaked it to the
spread
internet.
Spread it around.
That's the problem.
The mysterious friend.
Why would anybody want it? Why would you leak that something that confidential to anybody in general?
Because he low key wants to be Azalea. That's why.
That's all.
Exactly.
That is.
And see, nobody.
And you know what?
She
even thanked him for sending that video.
Exactly.
And the reason why is because now she knows what kind of person she has been dating and didn't know
about
all that.
Let's be honest about this.
Yeah, let's face it. Come on, man.
D'Angelo did that. He wanted to get them draws, and he's trying to do a low-key dirty macking on Nick Young. That's all this bullshit is.
I still don't understand how is that going to endure himself to any woman. Because now the thought process is,
there's a lot of dumb women out here. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, it doesn't make sense, but it ain't got to make sense.
You know, this is the thing. You want to be a player, you want to play around, you want to be the Mac, go right ahead and be the Mac because you know what? Hey, what you do in the dark could come into light. That's how I see it. You want to be
There's certain things you don't do.
And this is the thing, and it happens to a lot of people.
There's things I've seen Rodney do. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm taking that to the grave. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But
some guys, they feel that it's a brotherhood. Like, you just broke a trust, man. You know, that's how they see it.
Even more so, that's exactly what it is. That's more so trust than anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you're in a position like in sports,
Sean Blackson did. I ain't gonna say nothing.
If you're in any kind of business, if you befriend yourself with somebody and you tell something to someone in confidence, they are trusting you with confidence that it's going to stay between you and that other person. Whether you're friends, whether you don't like each other, you're not that close, it doesn't make a difference. And the problem with that is now He has damaged himself in the eyes of the rest of the league. And not that, I've actually heard NFL players saying that if he was in the NFL, you know, let's say if he was a running back or he was on the same team, you would have a bunch of offensive linemen that would actually open up the floodgates to get him hit. We're talking fist fights. We're talking.
Yeah. All right, guys. Besides, the only secret I'm not going to tell anybody is Sean is a great kisser. But besides that, Milton X, what is your final thought?
My final thought is, as black people, we got to stay on code. We got to have rules. We got to know what we're supposed to do, and more importantly, what we're not supposed to do. Because we can't be out here doing everything with everybody. Like, we got to stay cool, got to stay intelligent, stop attention whoring and stop attention seeking. Just keep your mouth shut and build. Stay focused.
Okay, thanks so much. Kato, what's your final thought?
My final thought is this. Social media, don't let it – you could control yourself. You don't have to be run by social media. Life doesn't revolve around social media. Just live your life every day.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, and see you on Sunday for our special gathering.
Yes.
All right.
Of course.
Can
no
I tell them
right. Later, guys.
Yeah, no remember, don't violate the bro code on Sunday, all right, guys? Later.
Oh, man. All right,
God.
Later, guys. Later.
Later.
Okay, one more question, and I got to kick you guys out. Anitra, on Tuesday night on the basketball game between the Pelicans and the New York Garbage Knicks, almost at the end of the game, a little kid ran to the floor and gave Carmelo Anthony a hug. Do you have any problems about that?
Yes and no. Yes, because it's safety. What if they didn't see this child and they trampled over this poor kid?
John Black?
Well, even to expound on that, who's to say that every child that you see is above level? We've seen, if you look at enough Dr. Phil or you've seen enough of the news, we've seen young kids come up to somebody and then, you know, pull out a knife or do something silly or get themselves, not just get themselves hurt, but actually could hurt the person they're going after. Now, obviously, this is an innocent deal, so I don't have an issue with it. It was a sweet video. It was nice, and it was good that Carmelo actually allowed the hug to happen. But we all know if this was, let's say, an older child or somebody that was like 15, 16, and they ran on the court to try to get a hug from Carmelo, that person would have been clotheslined by security.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
What about you?
Me? I don't give a damn. Ain't me. It's not my child.
He gets enough hugs from his kids.
Bingo. Okay, final thought. 30. We got 1 minute left. Go, Anitra B.
Oh, yeah.
The final thought is, oh, yeah.
I've had such a long day. We all need sleep. Sleep is good.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
That's
okay,
my final
John Black,
thought.
What's your final thought?
My final thought is, look at WrestleMania. There you go.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's right. It's this Sunday.
Yes,
this weekend
Sunday.
We're busy, so... As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of The Absolute Truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, the Hara with
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
And as always, guys, the pleasure was all yours.
It was all yours.
It was all Satan's.
It feels like it. I'm just telling you. Good night, guys.